Madam Chair, the government's financial performance for the first quarter has exceeded expectations.
That was the TCI government's Permanent Secretary of Finance, Anthony Harvey Baisden, kicking off last Friday's Parliamentary Appropriations Committee meeting with a definite bang by letting the committee and the public know that the government's revenue collection is currently on a hot streak, according to first quarter numbers for April 1st to 30th June 2026. P.S. Harvey Baisden went on to outline the economic sectors that were supercharging the country's revenues to over 500% above expected collections. These included the hospitality sector, work permit fees, the Turks and Caicos Islands Community College, the TCICC, and other statutory bodies. But this strong economic position isn't just because of strong revenues, but it is also a result of lower than expected government spending, particularly as it relates to manpower costs, which is referred to as personal emoluments, or PEs. Here's P.S. Harvey Baisden.
For the period ending the 30th of June 2026, the government recorded an operating surplus of $48.3 million compared to a budget surplus of $7.5 million. This represents a favorable variance of $40.8 million, or 543% above approved budget. This outcome reflects both stronger than anticipated revenue performance and lower expenditure during the first quarter. Recurrent revenues amounted to $152.6 million, exceeding the approved budget of $9.3 million, or 6%, and surpasses collections for corresponding period in previous financial year by $2.4 million. The principal contributors to this favorable performance were stronger receipts from hotel, restaurant, and tourism tax, work permit revenue, and excess revenue remitted by statutory bodies, particularly the tertiary education institution, the Civil Aviation Authority, and the Ports Authority. These gains were more than compensated for lower than budgeted collections from stamp duty on land transactions and import duty. On the expenditure side, recurrent expenditure totaled $103.7 million, representing an underspend of $31.6 million, or 23% against approved estimates.
This economic data indicates strong economic performance from the usual sectors such as hospitality and work permit fees, and some not so usual strong contributors such as the TCICC. The usually hot TCI real estate market also seemed to have cooled somewhat in this first quarter of the financial year. P.S. Harvey Baisden also explained to the committee the details behind the lower than expected government spending.
The variance was primarily attributable to lower PE costs resulting from vacancies that remain unfilled in the public service at this time, reduced expenditure on grants and contributions, particularly in student scholarship program because the period hasn't commenced as yet for payments, and lower maintenance and other operating expenditure. It is important to note that much of the underspend timing is timing rather than permanent savings. The later passage of the 26-27 appropriation ordinance to somewhat delay the commencement of several planned programs, procurement activities, and maintenance projects. Consequently, expenditure is expected to increase in subsequent quarters as implementation progresses.
Only time will tell if the country's outstanding economic performance continues well into the fiscal year, especially given the global economic headwinds that the world is currently facing. Stay with RTC News as we continue to bring you more insights from the recent sitting of the TCI Parliament and the Parliamentary Appropriations Committee.